League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. Glad you're with us as we get you ready for Valentine's here at Mark Reed's Exquisite Jewelry. And we go to our Dreamland Barbecue Guest Hotline, where our friend Jeff Drummond joins us from AllWildcats.com. Big game tomorrow up in Tuscaloosa, Coleman Coliseum, with a 12 noon tip on CBS. Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, good morning, guys.
It's great to hear from you, and we love talking about this time of the year, because before we get to the game tomorrow at noon, Jeff, last night, you know, we were treated to North Carolina Duke. We were treated to UCLA Oregon. And for people down here, a lot of times we're so football-centric, we don't realize that there have been some great basketball being played all over the country, and only now are we just starting to discover that. There's been some really good games lately.
There really has, and this is a season, I think, for people who enjoy like a wide-open year and a year where anything could really happen, this is the kind of season for that type of fan, because there's not really one team out there, with the exception of Gonzaga, and you know, there's some questions about, you know, their schedule and really how strong that team is, I think, overall. Everyone else has taken their lumps and been dinged up quite a bit.
Yeah, there have been some dinged up teams throughout. That's the time of year this starts happening, and you certainly want to get everybody ready, back healthy when tournament time rolls around, but that's certainly several weeks away. Kentucky, talk a little bit about where they are right now. Obviously, a kind of a head-scratching loss in their last outing.
Well, they're coming off a win over LSU, but it kind of feels like a loss in some ways, because, you know, they led that game by 25 points with 8 minutes to go in the second half. And with under a minute to play, LSU found itself down six. And that left everybody leaving the arena that night kind of scratching their heads. And a lot of people felt like, you know, that might as well have been a loss. So, yeah. You know, for the expectations that Kentucky has. And they were coming off, prior to that, a 22-point loss at Florida, their worst game of the season, worst performance. And, you know, for three quarters of that LSU game, it seemed like they got things back on track and put that behind them. But then there was, you know, there were questions for the way that they ended that one.
Right now, they are at 19-5, 9-2 in the SEC, rated number 15 in the Associated Press. And they come to Tuscaloosa tomorrow at noon on CBS. And again, Kentucky has one of the nation's youngest lineups out there. They'll start four freshmen and a sophomore. And everybody talks about Malik Monk and what he's been able to do in his freshman season. Any surprise in his game? Anything about him that you were really not expecting? He's looked good from the get-go.
Well, yeah, he's awfully good. He's a guy I got to see a lot on the AAU circuit coming up. And yeah. I'm not really surprised at all at the way he can score. He's always been one of the elite guys in that regard. There has been a little bit of critique lately. He's played two games without a rebound, and that's kind of the talk of the town right now, because, you know, it's the little things that are kind of separating Kentucky from being where they are now and maybe being one of the elite teams right now. And rebounding is one of those areas, and everybody's kind of looking at him. He's one of the most athletic guys in the entire country. And I believe the number is he's played something like 77, 78 minutes without a rebound. And, so they're preaching that. Cal's preaching defense. You know, they're having trouble stopping straight line drives to the basket. And that's an area where Malik can get a lot better, too. He and De'Aaron Fox are way too athletic, way too gifted and long to be allowing people to score as easy as they do.
We're talking with Jeff Drummond, allwildcats.com. The Wildcats taking on Alabama tomorrow at noon at Coleman Coliseum. Jeff, what do you make of this Alabama team? They lose last Saturday for the second time to Auburn, and then they go to Columbia and beat the Gamecocks.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, emblematic of this kind of crazy season I think we're having now. And you would have enjoyed the scene at Rupp Arena. We're in the press room after that LSU game waiting for interviews to go down, and everybody's glued to their screens and the TV watching that game that just would not end, mesmerized by it. But, you know, an awful lot of fight, an awful lot of grit. In that Alabama team, I think they kind of represent their coach in some ways with the way they keep coming. But all of a sudden, kind of, I think they're in a position where they've got some confidence coming down the stretch, and they think if they can get on a nice little run, that maybe they can put themselves in the conversation, you know, to be there at the end of the season and have a shot to get into the tournament. And certainly, you know, a win over Kentucky would help bolster their overall resume.
And it's interesting because you mentioned how the emphasis lately on Kentucky has been on rebounding. That's one of Alabama's strengths in this game. I wanted to ask you about the common perception under Calipari of obviously recruiting one-and-done players and a new lineup every year. The one-and-done aspect is not his idea, obviously. That's an NBA rule, not an NCAA rule. But it just seems surreal because you're covering them at allwildcats.com, and it seems like every year is a brand-new lineup. Jeff, is there any downside, really, to this? Because it seems to be working for him.
Well, you know, when you look at it, they've got a national championship and I think three or four Final Fours overall. So when you look at the big picture, it is working. You know, the talent rises to the top ultimately. But, man, you've got to go through a lot of growing pains every year, it seems like. And that's kind of the one thing where the fans are, I think, experiencing a little bit of fatigue from having to just go through these every year and hearing about, you know, we're young, it takes time to learn, and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what they're grumbling a little bit about right now. They wish it could come a little bit easier. You know, there's a tendency, and it's probably true for, you know, some of Alabama's, you know, great football teams over the years, too. We tend to remember the finished product more than the process and the journey it took to get there. And that's kind of what the deal is with Kentucky. You know, we forget that in 2011, 2014, Kentucky took an awful lot of lumps with those young teams and lost an awful lot of games during the season, but wound up in the Final Four, you know, where you want to be at the end of the year with a shot to win it.
Well, tomorrow it should be interesting. Should be a fast-paced, fun game. Alabama hosting Kentucky at 12 noon. And Jeff Drummond of allwildcats.com giving us a preview from a Kentucky point of view. Jeff, we always appreciate it. I know we're usually talking a little football with you, but it was kind of nice to talk some round ball today.
Yeah, anytime, guys. My pleasure.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.